Let's go straight out to the HRMP guest line, where we're lucky enough to be joined by Jim Duquette, who covers Major League Baseball for MLB Network, former Major League Baseball executive as well. Jim, thanks so much for taking a few minutes to hang out with the Killer Bees. We were talking, Jim, a moment ago about the Astros, and there's a lot of people in this city that I think have been spoiled by the Astros' recent success, to where right now the offense isn't hitting the way that they would like or they're accustomed to. And they're saying, oh, the Astros aren't capable of winning a World Series with this year's team. How do you view it? Are the Astros a contender for the World Series title?
Oh, yeah. I think, listen, I've been down in Houston, it seems like, every year for the last 5 years, watching the club, watching their success. It's been impressive. You know, they don't do it the same way every single year. But I do think that, anytime we're watching teams that go deep into the postseason, you first have to start with their overall pitching, both starting in bullpen and then also the defense. And I think that, from an Astros side of things, the defense I need to see a little bit more of, but I think they clearly have enough pitching to have a deep run again. So I'm really bullish on their team, despite, some of the flaws that we see offensively. By the way, the offense is a little bit easier to fix, too, on the trade market. You can go out and get power, although that's not really their issue. More of their issue is guys getting on base ahead of the power hitters and the home run hitters. But I think that the offense of these days, it doesn't cost nearly as much, and you can go out and fix it, just like Atlanta did last year. I mean, they went kind of over to an extreme. They went and got three new outfielders. But, yeah, I think with Houston, you can go out and get, outfield or two, or bench bat or both. And I think you can fix your offense pretty quickly.
I'm curious, Jim, as we talk about this Astros team and the offense that you mentioned, two different guys, and from a national perspective, your take on Yuli Gurriel and Alex Bregman. One, and Yuli, obviously a fan favorite. Everybody loves him, won the batting title a year ago, but he's really been struggling aside from hitting doubles, and people are getting antsy. And how long of a leash do you give him, and how long do you stick with him? And then from a Bregman perspective as a follow-up, we know he's young enough. We know he's been there and done it before. But what do you expect to see from Alex Bregman to where you would say he's back, regardless if it's less home runs but better at whatever? What are your characteristics you're looking for from an Alex Bregman?
Well, with Bregman, I remember there was a point in time where he was struggling in the postseason last year, and I thought it was health-related, and, they were going through some mechanics, hitting mechanics and some mechanical issues during the postseason, which, that's when things become really, really outlined and apparent, your weaknesses in that type of situation on the national scene. So, we were seeing things there with him that, he started to figure some things out at the end. Right now, to me, I feel like he's more of a guy that hits the ball to all fields. When you look at what he's done this year, he's mostly a pull guy. And I don't know if he's gotten away from that here over the last year or so, but that's certainly what it seems in looking at it. And you're not really seeing a lot of hard hit balls necessarily or balls, I kind of look at exit velocity as one of those. It's not none of these stats that you throw out there are the kind of the elixir or the remedy of what's going on, but it does give you a sense of, is he consistently making contact and just have a little bit of unluck. And I haven't seen that with him so far. So he's capable, like you said, he's capable of doing it. I think that he'll figure it out, but it's one of those where, I believe in that guy because of the player that he is and what he's done in the past. Yuli's a different case because at some point you get, he's 38, and you get to that point where, everybody has a shelf life. Some guys it's 40, some guys it's 35, and he's in that period where you start to worry a little bit more. Like, okay, he doesn't chase out of the strike zone. He still has a good idea of the strike zone overall, but you're not kind of the same thing. But he's older too, and so. I'm not suggesting that he's done, but when you get to this point and he hasn't done it yet and he's got 200 at bats, I'm not looking too much further without saying I better go out and find somebody that can kind of complement him and maybe even take over the position if it continues for another month or so.
Jim Duquette, our guest on the HRMP guest line. He's a baseball analyst for MLB Network Radio, former general manager of the New York Mets and the Baltimore Orioles. One of the lingering storylines for the Houston Astros, which I think will factor into their, you know, just how far they go in the 2022 season, is they have a right-handed pitcher who's very good that's hurt, Lance McCullers Jr. In your experience as a GM, and you've had, you know, I mean, every injury is different, but how much, I guess, faith would you have in a starter who hasn't pitched for the first half of the season, coming back in August? How much reliability could you really trust in that guy?
Yeah, it's a good question because, you know, a lot of times when you see guys like this who have the stuff and they're impactful type pitchers, let me take Chris Sale for an example. And I think it was last year, could have been 2 years ago, when he came back with – He came back with about five or six starts before the end of the season, got into the postseason. You know, the those first two or three starts, you know, it's really kind of you're getting a feel for your pitching, and you don't have the command that you normally see, and the quality of the stuff isn't quite there. And it takes a bit of time for any of the good ones. You know, it's almost like, okay, well, you know, in Sale's case, and I'm equating it to McCullers, depending on when he does come back, you know, Sale needed those five or six starts he had in September. And then he struggled in about two starts in the postseason until I'm pretty sure it was against Houston where we saw his best effort in that last month. So that, you know, to kind of count up that number, it's about seven, eight starts in that range. And from McCullers, I think you have to give that kind of runway for him. Maybe it's not that as many, but I do think you have to give at least four or five or so, hopefully it's in August, that he can kind of get his feet wet, get himself on track. And then September is a more realistic kind of evaluation of him and what you're going to have in the postseason. So, you know, I don't get worried too much that he's going to miss, you know, let's say the first half, but the later you get, you know, into August, I think it starts to impact you there in the postseason.
Jim, I've said that I still expect and want this team to do some things to improve the bullpen. And I know their numbers have been good early in the season. But I'm also bullish on the fact that when you're playing, when the lights are the brightest, the stage is the biggest, and you need guys that are going to shut the door, the guys that are getting it done for you right now aren't the traditional 7, 8, 9 in the back end of your bullpen type guys. What do you think about that?
No, I'm with you on that. And I think that, you know, that's another area where they've done a good job over the years. And I think that, it's not that difficult. You know, the two things that you can really go and get, you know, improve your team. Bullpen is usually 20 relievers and, you know, majority of them are going to come in, even if they're not, you know, to the impact of a Presley or Montero when Montero was pitching well, or Stanek, somebody like that. They'll come in and they'll save your current guys from being overused. And, you know, that is as much as important down the stretch as anything. But I think for the Houston, they want and need, you know, a Graveman type guy, you know, to come in and be that, you know, high leverage situation so that you can have Presley to pitch in that ninth inning mostly. So I'm with you on that. I wouldn't be surprised if they got one, maybe even two. But I think if they got one reliever with a bat of some kind, you know, DH first base type, that would round out this team pretty good. And I think it's a really good team. The problem is you're not going to have much to kind of gauge their success because the division looks like it's a clunker beside them.
Jim, my pipe dream there, first base DH option, is Trey Mancini, who can play each corner outfield spot, too, so it gives you a little bit of versatility. Do you think he'll be on the market? Could Baltimore trade him?
I think they will. I think he's available. I think, you know, the thing that they tried to trade Mancini before last year was a, you know, different situation. He's coming back from the cancer, and you were seeing a little bit of inconsistency with him and his bat, but when, you know, this year, outside of the early part of the season, he looks like he's back. And he does have, you know, he's not perfect in left field, but he's good at first. He can DH, and he'll catch what he gets to in left. And he's the perfect guy. Like, you know, right in bat in that ballpark. He's a great makeup guy. I've known Trey there for a while. My cousin, when he was the GM of the Orioles, you know, brought him up there, and he's grown into one of the good dudes in the game, but also one of the top players. And I think they're going to make him available. They didn't get what they were looking for last year. Not that it's going to be like you're not going to have to give up a top two or three prospect in your organization, but it's going to hurt to get him. And I think that he is going to be available.
Real quick, Jim, before we let you go, I'm curious, with all the depth that the Astros have at starting pitching, as a general manager, are you willing to give up one of those younger arms to get something that you need, even if it's just for this year?
Boy, that's a tough call. You know, I think that, that's exactly what Baltimore is going to need for Mancini. So if there is one guy that you could give up, I'm not sure who that guy would be for Houston at the moment, but I would not hesitate. If you felt like he was more of a greater than a mid rotation type starter, and that comes down to knowing your own and your own evaluation. So I would under that circumstance, but again, not knowing necessarily who that player is, it's questionable just because you don't want to give up that long-term, control of a pitcher that's so valuable for that rental. But you're going to have to give up something decent. And for me, that's where Houston is. They're that type of bat away from making another deep run and possibly winning another World Series.
Yeah, that makes it difficult whenever it's okay to give up one of those starters for a Mancini. It's a hard question to ask. Jim, great stuff as always. Really appreciate having you on. Hope to catch up soon.
Anytime. You got it. Talk to you.
Bye. Jim Duquette, baseball analyst for MLB Network, former GM of the Mets and Baltimore.